and the wolf wants to know. And this is a tricky one. But things have gotten weird lately. And it kind of begs the question, where are you at on tipping? You know, like for a service or a product, or where are you at on tipping? Apparently, we are now being asked to tip on things and services that we never tipped on before. And I feel, because I'm from an older generation, obviously, I feel a little guilted into it. Not to mention, I grew up in the era of if you don't tip, bad things happen. Look, I believe that all servers should be tipped the minimum, the 15% minimum. And then anything they do above and beyond to impress you or inspire you to tip more, then you should tip more. But the reality is, you know, an actual server is probably making, you know, less than minimum wage because that's just how it works. And tips make up the rest of their wages. So, you know, everybody has a bad day. You know what I'm saying? Where they're still trying to make a living. They would have to do something extraordinarily awful for me not to tip them. I mean, you know, like me walking out kind of thing. That's how awful it would have to be. But I've been known to tip people extraordinary amounts that I probably shouldn't have. My wife raised an eyebrow. But I mean, you know good service when you see it. And honestly, I appreciate it. Because it's one of like the last things that you can recognize in this world as being genuine and authentic, with somebody who's truly caring about you and serving you, and they're concerned about your well-being, and they want to make sure that you are happy and that you are, you know, taken care of. And it's kind of a lost art in a lot of ways. But if I'm rolling through a drive-thru and I swipe the card and they say, yeah, you can leave a tip, I feel like, wow, like, really? Should I? I mean, and then there are points where you're ready to tip and then they just don't give you the opportunity to. I mean, I've gone to places where they're like, okay, and it, you know, totally up to you if you want to leave a tip. And I'm like, oh yeah, sure, you know, whatever. And then other times they're like, okay, thanks. And you're like, well, hold on. And they're gone. I asked my wife about this last night. I said, maybe the question should be, when do you not tip? And she goes, well, if I get my hair done, I'm tipping. And she's a hairstylist, so she understands the power of a good tip, right? And I go, and your nails or a spa, I mean, you're going to tip. That's expected. What about this? What about, and I said, well, that's a really personal service, too. I mean, you know, they're touching your, but you don't tip your doctor and your dentist or your dental hygienist. Or the, you know, nurse practitioner, you don't tip them. I just had my physical yesterday. I didn't even think about tipping my doctor, but I mean, you know, I mean, you want to tip somebody, maybe you want to tip your doctor, but then there are people say, well, he gets enough money as it is. It's tricky. Tipping is it's gotten more confusing. I think when we started doing a lot of delivery services, a lot of pickup services and stuff like that, during, you know, the pandemic, I think a lot of people that were struggling mightily, obviously, when it came to wages, I think we all felt a little more obligated to tip. I'm of the mindset if I don't tip, like I said, something bad's going to happen. Like, they're going to spit in my food or something crazy like that. And then there are other times when you're like, you're looking at the bill and you're ready to put down your tip. And you look and they've already added a tip. And then they go, oh, no, that's not for that. That's for something else. I'm like, what is that for? The gardener? I mean, what are we? And again, I'm all about tipping. I think there should be a standard tipping protocol. But it's kind of getting a little out of control. I mean, tipping flight attendants. Do you tip plumbers and electricians? Lots of people say, no, you do not. The plumber's like, yeah, you do. No. Because they're usually getting a pretty good wage. And they're not expecting a tip. I think that's it, too. I mean, who's expecting a tip these days? There's actually some countries that you are not expected to tip in, and it can be actually considered bad form. I don't know if it's rude, but bad form, like Australia, New Zealand, parts of Europe. They're not expecting you to tip them, so don't. And then in East Asia, it can be seen as an insult. And then there's the mindset, like I mentioned before, don't tip at restaurants when gratuity is included. I don't know. I mean, they automatically are putting 20% down. No matter what happened, you have no control. That's on your bill. Do you tip more than that? I had room service on a family vacation just recently. And the food was phenomenal. The service was phenomenal. The hotel was phenomenal. There was a 20% gratuity already on the bill, but I felt kind of obligated to tip a little bit more. And yeah, apparently you do not tip nurses, doctors, lawyers, accountants. But you could, you know, do other things to show your appreciation, like paying your bill when it shows up.
Hello.
Good morning, the Wolf. Who's this?
This is Cade.
Cade, we're talking about tipping. Where are you at on that, man? There's some weird things that people are being asked to tip on lately.
I have tipped on things that I haven't tipped before in the past. I mean, it just depends on the quality of service I get. But
throw this out there. This is new, and I feel obligated to because they're literally making my food in front of me. Like picking up a pizza, like a take and bake pizza. Do you tip them?
Sometimes. It depends.
If you call ahead, you wouldn't tip, but if you order it there and then you're paying for it and then the tip thing comes up, don't you feel like, man, if I don't tip them, they're making my food right there. I don't know.
Yeah, you almost feel obligated in that aspect. I mean, I went to a gas station the other day and paid for $5 worth of gas in a can. Last question that popped up when I swiped my card is if I wanted to leave a tip at a gas station.
Wow, I have not seen that. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about, though. It's getting kind of crazy, right?
I agree. I don't even know why you would tip at a gas station, to be honest with you.
Unless you're popping the hood, checking my oil, and washing my windshield by hand. I don't think so.
I agree.
All right, bro. So, Wolf Wake Up Call, we are talking tips this morning. Because it seems as though everybody and every business and every service is asking for a tip these days, especially on the electronic point of purchase, where you kind of feel like, they know what they're doing. Because they know it's really easy to just hit a button. You know, 10%, 5%, a custom tip. You know, the custom tip, you may only want to leave a couple bucks because it's kind of an unusual tipping situation, but it's easier to hit the 15, isn't it? They know this. They know human nature. They know how we work. Five times you definitely don't need to leave a tip according, not me. This isn't me. This is the tip etiquette experts, people that apparently their lives are figuring this out. Number one, don't tip service technicians like plumbers and electricians. I have before, especially when I had a refrigerator that had a different tech coming out like every couple of weeks. I felt bad for them. And when I did get something solved, I felt like it needed a little extra love. So, I mean, again, it's up to the person. Don't tip flight attendants. I never have. I never thought to. I've never been asked to, and I've never seen anybody do it. Look, if I'm paying like $25 for a little snack box, you know what I'm saying? Number three, don't tip if you're traveling in certain countries. We talked about this. Some countries, like in East Asia, it's like an insult. I don't know if you ask first, that'd be weird. Can I tip you or am I insulting you? That might be an insult to the insult. Number four, don't tip at restaurants when gratuity is included. Again, I think that's a personal preference. It's 20% they put on there. You're good. They're good. Everybody's good. Maybe you want to just a little bit more. That's fine. Because depending on where they are, I believe that they split up the tips. So it might not just be the tips for the server that you were being served by. I remember back in the day, you left the money. I used to hand the money to my server and make sure they got it. But I think there's like a collective pool. Everybody gets a cut now, depending on where you're at. I mean, the dishwasher, the cooks, everybody, not just your server. And I can't even get into that because I don't know. And number five, don't tip highly trained professionals. We talked about that. Nurses, lawyers, accountants, dentists. I mean, unless you want to pay for their tea time. I'm just saying. No, I'm being facetious. I'm sorry. Sounding off online at wolfidaho.com on our Facebook page. Jason says, and the question that the way I posed it, what is your opinion on businesses and services that you never used to tip now asking for tips? Somebody mentioned that they were doing self-checkout at a kiosk and it popped up when they swiped their card if they wanted to leave a tip. For who? How about this? How about this? If you're doing self-checkout, how about the customer gets a tip by way of a discount? Like, rate yourself as an awesome customer of our store, and how much do you think you should get off of your purchase? 15%? 20%? 30%? Now that would be a switcheroo I could get behind.
Hi.
Talking tipping at 208-522-9696. Heidi says nobody should ever ask for a tip. Tips are never expected, but always appreciated. And she says, I think if someone is doing a good job at their work, then giving them a couple extra bucks couldn't hurt. Totally agree. But what about tipping at a self-service kiosk or pumping your own gas? Huh? It's getting crazy now. We are talking tipping and tipping etiquette specifically, and the growing number of businesses and services that were never tipped before asking for tips. You know, whether it's take and bake pizza or a gas station or a self-serve kiosk, it all seems really unusual that you would be tipping in those situations. I think tipping is a very personal thing, personally. Andrea on Facebook says, I don't tip places where I'm not being served. I will tip servers and baristas, but that's just about it, unless they are beyond nice. Again, personal. Everybody's got their thing, their tipping thing. Jason McGriffin says, not a fan. Tipping culture has gotten out of hand. The fact that we're calling it tipping culture is out of hand. Shauna says, Gotta make money somehow. All of these answers are right. There's like no bad answer, really. Unless you are just like, I don't tip anybody anytime, anywhere, for anything. I just think that, again, it's a very personal thing. I think, tipping is not a bad thing. But yeah, I'm not tipping you if it's a self-service kiosk. It's not happening. What about the DJ? I mean, nobody tips me for playing a request. I mean, you certainly could. Maybe I need to get a Venmo or something like that. But, I mean, what's my job? Playing music, telling you about what's going on, informing, entertaining, engaging, alerting, contesting. Shoot. Come to think of it, just listening to The Wolf and all the things that we give you just for listening, that could kind of be considered us tipping you, right? Sorta? Well, you're welcome.